I don't know, go in the backlog if you haven't listened to everything. Find some find some goofy shit from 2 years ago where we thought the world was ending.
But did it end? Are we like in a weird alternate? Did we get Mandela'd? I don't know.
Did we get Mandela'd? We very well could have. I mean, fuck. The timeline only gets weirder. It does not get more normal. Yeah. Like, fucking, you saw the Baltimore Bridge thing, right?
The witch thing?
No, the Baltimore Bridge.
Oh, I heard the multiple witch thing.
The multiple witch thing.
I did. I saw it happen. I've seen some of the conspiracies around it afterwards. I think, like, as much as I love wearing a tinfoil hat, I don't want to attribute things to conspiracy that could be attributed to ineptitude, essentially. I don't remember the
ineptitude and our crumbling infrastructure where no one knows how to fucking make or repair anything anymore.
Yeah. But that being said, you know, if it was a tinfoil hat thing, I wouldn't be surprised either. Nothing's fucking surprised me anymore.
It was Obama's fault.
It was Obama.
Obama drone strikes the Baltimore Bridge.
You're listening to the Art and More podcast with your hosts, Nathan and BR. Nathan is a Canadian illustrator with a couple years of military experience, and BR is a British anarchist that moved to the States. Both are passionate shooters and community builders. Together, they run the Seaburn Art Page. Enjoy the show.
Hell yeah. Nathan Hell and yeah. BR Power Hour.
Because Lucas is dead. He died.
We are officially confirming it.
Lucas
is fucking dead, just like Kate Middleton.
He got eaten in Haiti.
Is that how we're starting this?
That's how we're starting this. Dude, there's a guest I really want to get on this show. Are you... I think we talked about him briefly on the missing schizocast that deleted itself. I'm so pissed about that.
But before we get into whoever this fucking guest is,
yeah.
For the record, gang, we absolutely recorded a fantastically entertaining episode with your favorite Irishman, Lucas. And then our recording platform just decided to... This has happened to about 10 episodes historically. They've just disappeared into the ether due to
some kind of technical issues. It's gotten better about it lately. Like, it hasn't done it in, I want to say, almost
a while. Yeah, and in this one, the one that we really needed to prove that Lucas is in fact not dead and in many pieces in one of our refrigerators, Kate Middleton, the episode didn't come out. So, sorry about that. Lucas is alive. He couldn't make this one again, not because he's dead in multiple parts in a dumpster somewhere in Dublin,
somewhere behind 7-Eleven.
But in fact, because he is alive and just busy doing Lucas things.
He's free tomorrow, so we'll probably record a schizocast tomorrow, I guess.
Yeah.
While you're on the plane.
Yes. Okay, we're bouncing all over the place. We'll get into that in a minute. But who was the guest that you were on about?
You know the warlord that's taken over Haiti? His name is Barbecue, I think.
Is that no shit? Is that really his name?
His name is Barbecue. Like, obviously, it's like a moniker. He's chosen it for himself. It's like Lord.
Well, no, of course. Back. I mean, there was General like Butt Naked or whatever in Africa.
Like, it's the same kind of deal.
If you were a warlord, what would you name yourself?
I think I just steal Lord Humongous because it's a classic. It's good.
Humongous is a good one.
I would be completely naked except for a little bit of leather and a hockey mask.
Based Canadian hockey jersey.
No, that, if I add a hockey jersey, it's taking away from the nakedness.
You're right. I do like the idea of like a Canadian hockey jersey, but just as like you just have that as a loincloth. Like just the maple leaf over your crotch and then fucking chainmail or some shit.
Keep talking like that, it's gonna happen anyway.
Fuck yeah, let's do it. No, I have no idea what the fuck I would call myself, which is not a good answer. I don't know, could you even respect a British warlord operating in, like, post-apocalyptic North
fuck
America?
No, are you serious?
No, I would get shot so fucking quickly, and...
I mean, I don't think I could respect a Canadian one either, in fairness.
That's fair. Like, what kind of goons could I possibly have? In fucking Appalachia, they would hit. I'd be trying to put together my war band, and they'd be like, go and fuck yourself, redcoat.
Oh my god.
Maybe It would have to be like BR the Terrible. I would go. I would BR go like Dark Ages or some shit.
What ended up happening to that speaking event you were going to do? Kind of speak.
Oh
speak of,
no!
Yeah,
that is actually important to share, and thank you for reminding me.
This was Gun Owners of America, right?
They were one of the attendees. So this was Students for Liberty, and the subgroup was the 2A Summit out of Knoxville, Tennessee. Long story short, a personal tragedy affected one of the team members, pretty severe tragedy, and I think the night before so there was going to be like a kind of little get together, range day with the speakers and dinner, the night prior, and then on the weekend there was going to be the actual event. I was fucking hyped up for this. It's still going to happen.
Looking forward to this.
I think it's going to happen in fall. Yeah, I mean, they were going to let me near a mic in a public setting, which is excellent. Because I wanted to do that for years of attending, like, 2A rallies in Arizona. And there's some stuffy fucking... either some, like, NRA grandpa up there, or, like, some fucking local sheriff who's, like, just trying to get reelected. Or it's some fucking yappy cunt who is, like, the wife of some, like, I don't know... posh Scottsdale gun range instructor who is like a 2A advocate who says absolutely fucking nothing. I was like really looking forward to attending this event because their whole focus is having a bunch of speakers that are not those kind of archetypes. Like they have they had Control Pew coming up, who are kind of like the guys from the ARA who have their shit together. From my understanding. And then some of the Gun Owners of America guys, and then myself, who they were gonna let stand in front of a crowd of people for 45
minutes.
Well,
that was their first mistake.
That was their first mistake, indeed. No, they were gonna let me talk about anarchist philosophy and how it relates to gun rights, as well as the history of gun control, which I put together a whole slideshow. I was Nathan. I was practicing this shit in front of my cats. Like it was. Some effort went into this, and it will happen just in the future.
Just probably like fall, you said?
Yes, I believe, like tentatively, I believe they're planning on redoing it in the fall. But apologies to everyone who was planning on coming out to that. It was a little last minute, but you know these things can't be helped when tragedy kind of hits and. I'm glad I think the team handled it pretty gracefully. They're all, you know, like just young people, Students for Liberty types who are just trying to make shit happen, for the community and for the next generation of shooter, which is, really cool. Getting some kind of more radical voices up there instead of fucking.
Yeah. I think that that's an interesting way for the culture to go. And I really like it actually.
Yeah. I mean, instead of like everything being locked in on kind of party lines and a bunch of like, you know, post FUD FUDs. Yeah. Allowing my radical ass up there, I was like, this is pretty sick, gang. If you are interested in attending that, make sure you're following Students for Liberty and at 2A Summit on Instagram. That's something else to get into is fucking. Instagram has been an absolute bitch because...
Oh, yeah!
Hey-ho, it's 2024, it's another fucking election year. In 2020, my last fucking account got banned, and I went through, like, 8 more accounts that none of you have ever heard of trying to get back during 2020. Yeah. I got banned for calling Kamala Harris a cop, which she was.
But she's a fucking cop!
She's a fucking cop!
Yeah.
And, like, a really bad one. Like, the top cop in California. No, there is an image of her wearing one of those fucking police windbreakers when she was like the top whatever the fuck. Like she was sending people to prison for like bullshit like, weed laws.
Yeah.
Like just an evil cunt.
Yeah.
Like and I got banned for that for like basically talking about the election during election year. And I'm sure it'll happen again.
Oh yeah. No, this like I've been We've both actually been basically kicked off Instagram for the last 2 or 3 weeks now.
Yeah, that's why you haven't, you probably haven't seen too much from both the Cbernaut account and my personal BR the Anarch, is because like we effectively got like soft device banned.
Yeah, I it happened to enough people that I don't think it was targeted. Like it happened to people way outside of our
space. No, absolutely. It's weird though, because a lot of people that I talked to about it, like more normie types, they were like, yeah, I got logged out. And then I got right back in. I'm like, I have not been able to get back in like, I don't know if it's 2 or 3 weeks at this point. Like,
yeah.
I'm back to having to use some fucking bullshit tablet if I want to get on BR. I can get into Cbernaut, so we've been able to kind of get back on that. And you were back in Cbernaut now, right?
I just managed to get back the other day. I had to reset my password again. And eventually, you know, over 2 weeks later, it finally worked. But I'll be honest, as soon as I got in, like, I sent you the new password. And I'm like, okay, yep, I'm not touching this for a minute. And I just haven't. It's got so far backed up, like 2.5 weeks with no access. And like, it's been a good 2.5 weeks, but at the same time, it's been like, when is Instagram going to fix this? And I did look, I lurked around like an Instagram page off Instagram being like, hey, are other people dealing with this? And yeah, every day, like multiple times, someone would be like, hey, I haven't been able to get into my account for going on 2 weeks now. So I do think that it affected a ton of people. I have no idea what the fuck it was. Apparently it's still affecting you.
Yeah. So I don't know if I'm just retarded or if this is like
I think it's
election year bullshit, which I'm sure it's going to get way worse than this. In fact,
oh, it's going to be a fucking bloodbath, which I've been saying that for a little while, but in this case, I wonder if it's like a line of code got stupid.
Yeah. Apparently there's something going around where if you have a store on Instagram, like if you're a business effectively, you're going to have to hand over all of your data to Meta because Facebook operates Instagram. And if you don't hand over your data, you won't be able to operate as a business on Instagram. So it's so like, it's about to get even fuckier. They're like, they're doing all the things that they do in Canada and the UK and everywhere else where they make it so like operating as a business in these spaces which have like the widest access to, you know, audience and basically so they can maintain a modern functional business. They're making it so it's inaccessible.
Yeah.
So that's fucking weird. And of course, you know, whenever these things happen during an election year, it's like clearly there is an attempt to kill off the culture, kind of break up these kind of like town square spaces where people come together and like where culture actually generates.
Yeah. Well, remember when it was the big ban back when the Cburn account and you and like a ton of other people got hit at the same time? And it
like
turned
in 2020.
Kinda, yeah, yeah. And like you got hit a bunch, but I remember you were like pretty soft at the time just to avoid it because it was starting to turn into our jobs.
Yeah.
And it hit a bunch of people, like Disgruntled Docs, a bunch of the Mill meme pages, and on the same day. And it eventually came down that the DOD and, you know, source, I don't know. I remember seeing this at the time, but the DOD pressured. And by pressured, I mean they probably just sent an email.
hey, can you do this? They're like, yes, sir.
Here's a master list of everyone that's ever shit-talked the American military or, like, American government. Here, fuck it. And, yeah, just got hit. Everyone got hit. Same day.
Oh, shit. There's been a lot of stuff coming out about Facebook recently, too. They're going through, I don't know if you've seen any of this, but there's a lot of stuff going on right now.
Online.
Like, yeah, I know.
The Patreon know. Discord is like the only thing that I've been using at all. I get all my news from there, which it's pretty funny, actually. It's probably not the
Patreon Discord, the only place I get my news.
It's the only place I get my news from, and I'm much happier that way.
Based.
And a little more schizophrenic. We even had a little bit of an impromptu meet and greet. One of the guys might be moving down here, so we took him out for wings and shooting.
Sick.
Yeah, this is fucking dope. See, sorry, continue.
No, the places where art and war dreams come true is the Patreon Discord. we have assigned a good friend of the show. I think he's the only admin aside from us who has powers.
I'm quite active in it. Like there's, but I don't know what the fuck I'm doing with any of the.
I don't understand Discord. I'm like the youngest old man you'll ever meet. I go in there and I'm like, this scares and frightens me. Anyway,
yeah.
Back to it, gents.
Yeah.
And one or two
it's
ladies.
Pretty good. I want to do more like meet and greets this summer, like as we're finally getting out of the dreary winter months and into like actually nice weather. I want to have events, like do another range cleanup, do multiple. I don't care.
Nathan, did you just do a Chief Wiggum and like scratch yourself with that Glock?
No.
Okay.
I totally did not do that.
It looked like it. I was like, Jesus fucking Christ.
I absolutely, why would I ever do something so
so reckless?
So reckless.
Okay, moving on.
Moving on.
Speaking of in-person stuff, finally, gang, the SHOT Show episode will be coming out next week.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So,
we can talk about all of the things that everyone learned on the day of SHOT Show, but it'll have
no. Like, yeah, for one, there's this hilarious fucking shot. We're at the PSA booth, and Nathan's doing Nathan things, and so we got like a walkthrough of the not an MP7 from PSA and the designer of it, who is a
I love that guy. He's great.
Yeah, fucking heckin based.
I don't want to dox him on here, but if you're listening, I love you.
Well, I mean, he's in the fucking episode. Like, you will see him talking us through it.
You will see him. Yeah, fair point. It was very flattering to hear. He was apparently listening to our show while the development of the MP7 happened. So
I want to say
we inspired it. That was us. It was our idea. Us. TM.
But there's this shot where Nathan's looking at all of the daggers and he's just doing like the normal Nathan thing. Whenever you hand him a fucking handgun, he instantly like is tearing it down and looking at all the parts, and they're all on they're all on display. Nathan just picks one up, breaks it down, and you hear the PSA guy go like, "Oh no!" And Phil edited it, so it just cuts, and then like it's all put back together again. It's so fucking good.
I just wanted to see the just like what makes a tick, you know, the gun intelligence.
I think you were talking about how like the serialized part is what is the fucking serialized part?
Yeah, it was like a SIG. It had like an internal frame that was a serialized part. And the polymer grip, you could just swap it. It's kind of neat. I hope it comes out soon. I thought it was cool.
Yeah, yeah. There's all sorts of shit like that. So, you know, you might have got all of the industry looks at SHOT Show, but now is the people's look at SHOT Show. Absolutely rampant with autism and poor behavior. It is a masterpiece. So, you know, make sure you say thank you, Phil, our videographer.
Thank you, Phil, our videographer.
He was traipsing around lugging camera equipment while we were just being autistic children.
Just finger fucking everything.
Yeah, at the biggest arms convention in the world. It was fucking excellent.
Yeah.
But yeah, we speak to a bunch of friends, bunch of good people at SHOT Show, and generally get up to adventures. The initial shot has us in a tunnel somewhere outside of Vegas. But yeah, we'll be probably doing the preview for that right after we release this episode. But yeah, keep your eyes out for that. Best enjoyed on a screen, because it's a video podcast rather than just a regular audio one.
Does it work as an audio one? I'm genuinely curious. I don't
it
know.
It kinda does. I don't know. You like it's very visual, so
yeah.
I would recommend you save that one for at home. And I don't know, if you need content while you're at work and you can't watch, I don't know, go in the backlog if you haven't listened to everything. Find some goofy shit from 2 years ago where we thought the world was ending.
Did it end? Are we like in a weird alternate? Did we get Mandela'd? I don't know.
Did we get Mandela'd? We very well could have. I mean, fuck, the timeline only gets weirder. It does not get more normal. Yeah. Like, fucking, you saw the Baltimore Bridge thing, right?
The witch thing?
No, the Baltimore Bridge.
Oh, I heard the multiple witch thing.
the multiple witch thing.
I did. I saw it happen. I've seen some of the conspiracies around it afterwards. I think, like, as much as I love wearing a tinfoil hat, I don't want to attribute things to conspiracy that could be attributed to ineptitude, essentially. I don't remember the
ineptitude exact and our crumbling infrastructure where no one knows how to fucking make or repair anything anymore.
Yeah, but that being said, you know, if it was a tinfoil hat thing, I wouldn't be surprised either. Nothing's fucking surprised me anymore.
It was Obama's fault.
It was Obama.
Obama drone strikes the Baltimore Bridge.
It's a really big.
The boat is a cover up.
Yeah.
No, that shit was weird. Like, I lean towards ineptitude and, like, our failing infrastructure.
Yeah.
But, like, from what I heard, there was power failures on the boat, and the guy...
Yeah, you can see it in the video, too. The lights...
Yeah, it like, starts and... Twice. Yep. It's fucking weird. Everyone's like, oh, it's a Chinese cyber attack on the boats. I'm not so sure.
Maybe. I don't know. I feel like if there was going to be a Chinese cyber attack, it would probably just not be that. Like,
it's a little weak source for, like, okay, here's the plan, guys. I need Jared from Orion to do this in a Chinese accent.
He does a weirdly good Chinese accent. Like, weirdly long, good.
Your long-lost brother.
Oh, but though, man.
Like, If that was, like, if you're going to attack anything, like, why wouldn't it be a dam or something? Like, just making a ship malfunction while it's going under a bridge. Like, what if it just, the power went off and then it just cruised under the bridge? Like,
it would take a lot of coordination to make that happen. Like, I feel like there's easier ways for that to go.
Yeah, and, like, better targets and, like, even more subtle ways to test shit like that. I don't know. That, it seemed a little bit silly to me. But on the kind of, like, most evil is in fact boring and fraudulent kind of side of things, apparently insurance isn't paying for the bridge. The federal government is, which means all of us are paying for it, unless you don't pay taxes, which, based.
Yeah. Based. Oh, God. I really wonder. Like, all of the rhetoric is ramping up so hard already. I really wonder how 2024 is going to go.
Like, these election years, it's so boring as an anarchist, because I'm like, I don't... Every time someone's like, did you see the latest? Did you see what they said? I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
I don't know. I don't care. I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck. This is the most important election of our lifetimes. Just like 2020. And 2016. Yeah. And 2012. 2008.
Yeah, it's like, I do not care. I could not care less at all. It's... But
wake
whatever.
Wake me up when red tie or blue tie has won.
Yeah.
Tell me which geriatric is going to be the figurehead for all of the intelligentsia bullshit going on.
Yeah. Have you shot a match yet, by the way? I know that we were talking about that with Rob. And it's been a couple weeks.
I have been rightfully bullied by RK Spookware, the guy who he's a 3D printer guy, 3D printer dev, and he makes those God Hates Feds mags that I love so much.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah, they messaged me on Twitter and cyber bullied me about the match thing. And
are you going? When?
I have not booked one yet.
You haven't? Oh, well, fuck you then.
Have you?
Actually, kind of. Today would be my first. It was just a small local thing. Kind of, just like, again, a small local thing.
Were you racing people on fucking, like, steel targets on public land, or was this actually like a...
It was on, like, private land, permanent range. It had, you know, the orange mesh and all of that. It was just like a small course of fire.
Okay.
Like, a steel challenge mixed with... targets? I don't know. I did okay with this. Yep. I took the Glock 34 out. The trigger fucked up. That's me. I did a bad job in installing everything. But
is it an aftermarket trigger?
Yeah. It was a connector problem. I bent it out too far. I get really autistic min-maxing stuff, so I just ended up using a carry gun for the whole thing.
So you made a fucking Glock you made a Glock unreliable. God damn it.
I made a Glock unreliable. It's back to working again.
Nathan could break a Glock.
And here I am, like, defending aftermarket solutions. But no, it's up and working again now, and now I got to tear it down and unfuck it. But yeah, no, I'm just running like a stock Glock 34 with a different trigger, and I got a pretty good milling job actually from Patriot CNC, who I've brought up before. They're fucking cool. They did some lightning cuts and milled it for an SRO, and this is boring stuff that no one's going to care about, so I'm going to move on.
People care about that shit. It looks sick.
I guess so. Yeah,
no one can see it, but
the SRO cut was so tight I had to like press it in with the heel of my palm, which is good. Like, it's going to transfer all of the energy directly into the optic instead of the fucking screws. You can always tell when a CNC job or like an optic cut is kind of shitty when the optic's sitting loose. All of that energy just goes into the screws, and then the optic can shear off and hit you in the face. Ask me how I know.
I have never met someone who has broken as many pistol red dots.
It happens. It happens. I like to shoot. I think like especially here, it's very easy to shoot a lot. So it's once or twice a week, as always. So statistically, the more often you shoot, the more likely you are to break things. The harder you shoot, which I'm not going to say I shoot very hard, the more likely you are to break things. So I have been blessed with a couple of red dots failing and another one, you know, cutting my forehead open as it flies off the gun at escape velocity.
Really? When that happened?
Like 6 months ago? No, less than that. It was like dead of winter, so probably like December.
Which optic?
It was a Steiner MPS. It was actually like torqued to spec and everything. The screw sheared right where it mounts, and the gun just rocketed off and hit me in the forehead.
Was a probably an aftermarket slide, right?
Let me think. I mean, like any optic, like Acro optic mount is going to be aftermarket, unless you have like the Glock MOS one. It was either my Glock 19 MOS or it was an agency. I don't think it was the slide that did it. I think it was the, because I messaged Steiner about it, and they're like, oh, yeah, that's the old optic mount. I'll send you a new one. And they sent me a new one. So apparently that was a known problem. I think, what's-his-face, Asian dude, short, Little Spec Mojo had the same thing happen.
Asian dude, short. I was like, do you know how many short Asians?
Do you know how little space? That narrows it down?
Yeah. You're like, no, the only
the same thing happen, and I asked him about it. Apparently, it was torqued to spec as well. Just an older design, but yeah, no, it was unpleasant. It happens. I had the Acro fail a couple weeks before that, and that's why that optic was on that gun. But the Acro didn't fail in a way that made it unusable. There's just like shit inside of it that was annoying. The seal failed.
Oof. I guess another thing to bring up is my misadventures I'm about to get into.
Yes, BR is about to disappear. Can I dox? Can you dox? You dox.
Not yet. I'll probably talk about it once I'm back from where I'm going.
Yeah.
I'm going to fight with Hamas.
Immediately, it's like...
Can you imagine?
You'd get...
BR died in a gunfight with the IDF. He was so curious about those tunnels.
He's so curious. It's like where the Hamas tunnels and the Jew tunnels touch. It's like, now Kif.
Now Kif. No, dude. No, I could be fucking delivering bread to the Palestinians and the IDF would kill me. Have you seen that?
Oh, dude. Yeah.
They fucking bombed the fuck out of some aid truck. Like, they attacked it, I think, multiple times.
Yeah, there was like videos. Well,
yeah. I shouldn't be trying to feed Hamas. It's like, my brother in Christ, there are children over there.
Yeah. It is very unfortunate how black and white that whole conflict has turned into. And it just kind of sucks for everyone. It sucks. The whole thing is stupid. I'm not going to get into it, but...
Nathan, choose a side.
Choose a side.
It's completely not contentious.
It's not. You're not contentious at all. America says I have to, I don't know, Israel, I guess. Everyone else. No, cut this part. Delete.
Delete.
I take neither side. Everyone else says no. I don't like anyone involved. But
Nathan's Jewish overlords are making him say this.
Yes, cut this part out. Morally, I'm inclined to go with the underdog, which would be,
Which.
But the only losers are the civilians caught in the crossfire. So that is. I remember when I lived in fucking Abu Dhabi years and years and years ago. Like my dad got a job there, so I moved with him for a little while. We got Al Jazeera just as our newspaper. It was published in English as well, and you know, it kind of ages me a little bit saying we got a newspaper. But every day it was like, oh, Israeli fucking rocket attacks, and like Israeli fucking attack helicopter raises playground, 15 children dead. Like, every other day I'm like, oh, well, this wasn't in the news back in fucking Canada. Like I just want Dilbert. But
did Al Jazeera have any cartoons?
I want to say it did, but I couldn't remember.
I gotta look this up. That would be
that,
fucking
that
incredible.
Whole last year I lived on basically a steady diet of like Stephen King novels from the local library and like shitty PS1 games.
Are there Al Jazeera cartoons? Come on.
It was like a good ass regular newspaper, you know, for the standards of the time. I read like
a
any
decade
other...
since Khalid Albay's cartoons went viral. Okay, so I guess they do have cartoons.
I was kind of expecting like Dilbert and Farside.
No, Cavill, they're all mostly like depressing Middle Eastern political commentary.
That tracks.
Yeah, I was really hoping for Dilbert too, but
yeah, just no, like Dilbert, but he's wearing a distasha.
There's caricatures of Obama, little girl dancing on a rocket. I don't know what the fuck's going on here, gang.
I wouldn't even question it.
Shit.
This is. Have you seen this yet? I'm actually bringing this up only now.
Oh.
The Art and War Coffee Table book guide.
is that the cover art?
Placeholder. Pat did it and he sent it to me. I think I'm going to have him helm this one because we've been talking about a book for fucking years. And yeah, he called and he's like, yeah, I can do that. I actually do this a bunch. So yeah, he sent me basically a prototype, and it looks pretty good. Actually, it's pretty good. So I guess that might actually become real sooner than later.
Fuck yeah, ladies and gentlemen, Pat Watson of Uncensored Tactical.
Thank you, Pat.
Door unlocker extraordinaire. We've
yes. He also picks locks and trains dogs. He's interesting.
That's what I was saying. Door unlocker. He also picks locks. Motherfucker. No, to be fair, like,
yeah.
To be fair, I couldn't think of the term. So,
it's a master of unlocking.
Yes. No, if you haven't heard us talk to Pat Watson, go back in the previous episodes and have a listen, because he is of the many subject matter experts we've had on here. He's one of my favorites. He's just very much one of us, a good dude, and on the side of the angels. But yeah, he breaks down all sorts of good stuff about tactical lockpicking and why it's so important to have in your tool set, aside from your regular, you know, more aggravated ways of breaching.
He's interesting. That it's When he said he would write a guide, and when I was helping him do stuff, he's like, yes, the guide to tactical lockpicking. And it was entirely just like how to think about approaching a problem. It was really neat. I thought it would be more technical, but instead, you know, it was probably more useful in terms of like, this is how you conduct surveillance and like basically case a joint. It was neat.
Yeah. Just use that big sexy brain of yours and a riot in the rain. So what's what is the book going to, the Art and War coffee table book? What's the premise?
So it's a culmination of all of our guides. I like how that sounded like a scripted ad almost. It's like, well, what's
No. I haven't like, been too involved with this. You didn't know this thing existed
until 15 seconds ago, motherfucker.
Yeah. No. I mean, I knew that you guys were working on this, but I haven't been too involved with the project. So now I'm interviewing you, Nathan.
I'm just taking like,
What is this?
It's a culmination of all the guides with a bunch of just like random behind the scenes stuff sprinkled between them. But it turns out that if you total all of the guides, and this is like 4 slides per page, double-sided pages, so like 8 slides effectively on each page, there's over 300 pages of guides.
Holy fuck, really?
Yeah, no, dude. Like,
that's excellent.
It's more than we can publish, so we actually have to find some to take out.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking sick.
Dude, have you seen the Google Drive full of all the Seaburn shit?
Yes, like I have.
It
is an archive.
It is an archive, and it's actually like a year out of date. I still need to sit down and like upload everything from my iPad. Just pain in the
fucking
ass.
Hell.
Yeah.
So that, I mean, could be a volume 1 and volume 2.
It could be. It'll probably have to be. I just need to do more guides, which I know I've been saving. I'll be doing for a while. It's just hard with the motivation. Now I'm here and happy.
Oh, a creative
it's easier to write
motivation
guides.
Problems. I've never heard of such a thing.
It's much easier to do guides on this kind of thing when the world is falling apart in 2020.
As opposed
to when I'm happy living where I want to live with the people I want to live with.
No, dude, that has been... I've never really verbalized that in that way, but that's very true. Because I had the same thing like with doing my solo show and all the different little side projects I was trying to get into. And that was like, I feel like such a lazy piece of shit now because of all the juggling I was doing during the pandemic. It was like, there was so much free time and so much just like people weren't trying to socialize as much. You know, fucking work for me and plenty of other people was kind of like on and off. And not that I was like staying in my fucking house afraid. I was seeing the great state of Arizona when gas was cheap and everyone else was staying inside, but like there was just seemingly a lot more free time. And now, kind of returning to whatever the fuck normalcy is anymore, it's like, where did all my time go? And it's like, oh yeah, I'm functioning like a regular person again.
Yeah, you're back to what it was before. And like, I feel like, no, I don't want to say what it was before, like pre-2020.
It's some other third thing, but like...
Yeah, it's other third thing where it's, like, I remember initially, we were putting in long fucking days, man. Like, initially the Seaburn page... This is turning into a little bit of a retrospective. I was putting in 40 hours a week. That's not even a joke.
You and Mitch were like just pumping out the content like it was your jobs.
Yeah. And it was, I didn't have anything better to do in fucking 2020. Everything was closed. I wasn't allowed to leave my house.
No, like living the real pandemic experience up in fucking tyrannical Canada.
Yeah. And then I did, and they ticketed me $2,400, and I told them to go fuck themselves, and it ended up being a whole thing that lasted 2 years. I did not end up having to pay it. I just kind of like wasted their time until they threw it out quietly 2 years later.
Sick. Fuck them.
Yeah. Fuck them.
I hope a RCMP horse stomps on their head.
Actually. Fuck. Oh man. And now it's
fuck
really funny.
All to death.
Like I now I'm not in Canada. I don't like talking about Canada, but it's very funny to see people just like fucking having it. Like, I see videos of Trudeau walking down the street and everyone's just jeering him and it just makes my heart happy.
Like, yes, marinate in the hatred, you fuck.
Eat shit, you stupid fucking tyrant. Oh, I hate that guy. Anyways, enough about that guy.
Well, So this, like, seeing as we're having a little bit of a retrospective and kind of a little bit of a breather, like, we've been going hard on the guests, and it's kind of nice
we
to
have. We had, like, 4 weeks of backlog that we ended up using because both of us were busy.
We've been so fucking busy with career and personal shit, but, no, like, it's nice to kind of, like, check in with the audience and each other, you know, because, like, this is the time we get to talk in long form. Even just between us, the most, but something that I kind of wanted to kind of restate for the audience is, why does art and war exist, and what are we doing here? What's it all about, man?
I don't know. You tell me, BR.
Well, it's something like, I think we were a bit more subtle with it back in the day. You know, like we, and we've gone back and forth on this kind of thing, but like, I think everyone can understand the previously unspoken reason we exist, and kind of our internal mission statement, which I'd kind of like to share with the people if you're cool with me doing it, Nathan.
Of course.
Yeah, like, we talked about this when we were driving to the Vespa bar in Vegas. And
we did, and you looked so dapper.
Why didn't you kiss me then? No, like, it's something that I think, as a pair of freedom refugees from fucking bullshit Commonwealth countries, as we were just discussing, basic human freedom is so near and dear to our hearts, and the purpose of this show has always been to proliferate cultural, lifestyle, and sort of subject matter expertise on things that are conducive to being a free human being, which is what all of you, I want for all of you listening, you know, I want it for Nathan, I want it for me, I want it for every single person we've had the pleasure to encounter, every single person who's said they listen to the show, and even every other motherfucker. I want people to have the right to self-determination and to not have a boot on their neck. And that, you know, that I think that transcends politics. Like, it's not a fucking political thing so much as just like a, you know, human beings have a right to self-defense, just like birds have claws and animals have fucking teeth, you know, all that shit. Like, you have a right to defend yourself against bullshit, and like,
yes,
to not give you the whole TED talk and to get preachy with it. Like, the reason for this show and the reason we have such a diverse range of people coming on is to kind of help proliferate that message. And we've had such a fucking killer run of people coming on who are willing to spend their time with us and to kind of talk about all these things, whether it's, you know, whether it's raising chickens and rabbits and cows and shit and growing food, or talking about, you know, small unit tactics or CQB or, you know, performance-based shooting or whatever it might be, intelligence or even personal stories about kind of, you know, living under Big Brother or having encounters with tyranny of various flavors or whatever the fuck it might
Wendigos,
be.
Wendigos, like, occasionally.
Occasionally, absolutely.
Occasionally Wendigos.
Weird shit.
Yeah.
Like, all of it, the whole reason we have all of these, like, varied and seemingly somewhat disconnected topics is to proliferate the general idea that people ought to live free, and that, you know, you have a right to know these things, and by God, they have fucking no way of stopping us.
Yes.
Like, that's something, regardless of the censorship that we see on social media or anywhere else, like, this stuff will continue to exist. It's been proliferated for fucking centuries. There's always people who want to speak out and share their bit and, you know, stand on a soapbox and preach. And they will always find a way to do so. And in between dick jokes and, you know, talking about John Harvey Kellogg and fat people and all that kind of thing, by God, I want every single one of you to have the capability to be a fucking insurgent. If you need to be. If you need to be. Far outside the reaches of North America, I don't care where you are, I want all of you, from fucking Myanmar to Australia to Britain to Canada to the United States, to have the ability to say,
one of the boys is in Austria, which, fucking shout out, like,
I hope he's not a painter. Yeah. God damn it. Same fucking jerk. Yeah, if you come from Austria, that's the only thing I know about your country.
Yeah.
Sorry. I've actually been there.
You've been to Austria?
Yeah. I went to Bavaria, kind of both kind of Germany and Austria. I went and saw that fucking like Cinderella castle they have out there.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's fucking gorgeous. It felt like home because it's very European, but there's actually mountains. Like where I'm from is the flattest fucking part of Europe, basically, aside from like the Netherlands. Like I'm from the flattest part of England, so like to be up in European mountains, it was like, ah, yes, this place feels correct. But
that's awesome. I have not been to Europe in god fucking years and years and years, but it is beautiful.
Neither have I, man, at this point.
Yeah, I saw the movie The Ritual the other day, and it was four guys hiking through the mountains in, I want to say, like Sweden. It was beautiful.
Oh, is that the one with like the Wendigoon thing in it?
Yeah, it's like the old forest god.
That movie is fucking sick. At the ending, when that thing's traipsing around, it's like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. I don't want to spoil too much of it, but
yeah, we may have just spoiled it a little bit, but I mean, if you listen to this show, just know, and you like the Wendigoon references and shit, you'll I said Wendigoon,
I want to get Isaiah back. Wendigo. I like him. He's a fun guy.
That's the my sibling thinks I'm cool because I've spoken to Wendigoon. They're like, you've interviewed Wendigoon? I'm like, yeah, your brother does cool shit sometimes.
That's awesome.
They do not listen to this show. I am not that cool.
No, fuck no.
But what was I gonna say? Nope, completely fucking lost it. And that's the power of TBIs, ladies and gentlemen. I love Nathan's notes. Yeah, I was just going through the show notes. Mission statement. What is it? I don't know.
That's me. I should probably also acknowledge your mission statement. Yeah, I like that. It good.
We fucking talked about it in the car, but whatever.
I like it. It good. I know. I'm taking the piss. But yes, I agree. Get radicalized. Get angry. And then get happy again, because anger takes energy. And
anger leads to the dark side, and the dark side leads to rotting in a Colorado Supermax prison.
Yes. It's a lame emotion. Realize that everything is gay and retarded, and then I don't know, like, make something of yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. Literally. Simply ignore the issues.
Ignore the issues, because there's nothing that we can do about them. And listen to our show, consume the product. Consume. this episode has been brought to you by BetterHelp. Use code ARTANDWAR10 to get 10% off internet therapy, because everything sucks. That's episode, a lie. Don't actually do that. We are not affiliated with them in any way. I'm doing a bit.
This episode has been brought to you by Easter is now a trans holiday.
Oh god. Oh,
fuck. That whole fucking thing is such like a dumb can of worms. I almost don't care to comment on it.
Do you ever think about like a lot of the stuff that happens in politics is like, this is clearly just meant to get a rise out of that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like clearly meant to be outrage bait. It's like,
yeah, but what? Like it's funny sometimes from the outside, but it's like, wow, they're just like these are the people who make policy, and they're just doing this because fuck the other guy,
because like, it's an election year. But I see, like, it's a dumb thing from both angles. Like,
yeah,
it's dumb that they announced it this year, like on Easter, and then they're like, well, Biden's actually a Christian. It's like, I'm pretty sure he drinks baby blood, but okay.
Yeah, that guy's like adenochrome to the fucking gills.
Like all six body doubles of Joe Biden drink adrenochrome.
There's just like this walking flesh sacks that smell faintly of sulfur.
whose face is different every time he fucking wakes up.
But his ears, man, his ears.
I don't know if they're meant to be attached or not. But no, the really dumb thing of it is like, while they say it in election year, and like, of course, it's the White House announces it, and it's like a whole fucking outrage thing. But like next year, it's gonna be on a different day.
Yeah.
So it doesn't even really fucking matter.
Yeah, 100%. It's just like riling people up to. It's everyone wants everyone to be permanently angry these days, and
that's the only way this fucking country runs. And it's so like, if you learn nothing else from this show, it's like, why you don't hear us discussing, like, as Nathan would succinctly put it, these gay and retarded talking points.
Like, yeah.
They are so fucking stupid, and to even waste time taking them seriously is a detriment to both your mental well-being and how effective you are at living a more free and full life. Like, things should only be a joke to you, and then move on.
Yeah.
When I saw this, I instantly laughed, looked up what the fuck, like, was it literally assigned to Easter, or was it just like, or is Easter just a floating holiday that moves around, and then this, I think, is on, like, on the 31st, every fucking year. I don't know, like, sure, yeah, you know, maybe
it was done for clicks.
Yeah, like, if you're a, you know, proper godly person, like, sure, I'm sure it'll piss you off every single year, but like, think about it. Does anyone in your circle celebrate Trans Day of Visibility or whatever the fuck it's called? Probably not. So are you going to even fucking hear about this? Like, do you give a fuck that the federal
I didn't hear about it until afterwards, and
yeah,
immediately, like, was like, oh, well, this is like poorly disguised rage bait designed to get right angry. Cool.
It's fucking dumb. But like, is this, if you didn't log on to the internet to be annoyed by this, would this even affect you?
Yeah.
No. Like, if you're like a proper Jesus-y guy and you spend a lot of time in Target, yeah, you'll probably get what you deserve from going to that store that clearly doesn't align with your values, and you'll probably see some of that shit. I can't really help you with that. that's a bigger personal problem than I could possibly diagnose and aid with.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, just people, quit letting them have power over you, please. We're going to have a whole year of propaganda and bullshit and red versus blue. And I just encourage you all to spend as little time as possible giving a fuck about it. Do something, like, spend a fucking hour or two, instead of arguing with people in online comments, go outside and split some fucking wood. So,
yes, go outside in general. Like,
yeah. Like, do something productive that's going to better your life, whether it's prepping or fitness or mental health or whatever, training. Like, become a better person than you would be otherwise, and don't waste your life away in comment sections talking to fucking mongoloids.
Actually.
It's kind of, like, I used to be a mongoloid. I used to spend time
it's easy to like get sucked into internet arguments, being like, oh, well, why does this person think like this? They're the fucking worst. And
I'm gonna convert and profess and educate. And it's like, these days, if I see a really retarded comment, like a simple clapback with like just an undeniable response, and then just forget it ever happened, just leave it, is generally far more effective than like a 28 comment spree where everyone feels dumber for reading it. Like, I very rarely still today catch myself where I'm like, I'll see a somewhat juicy argument, and I get like 2 to 4 comments in, and I see that it's like 20 comments long, and I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? I don't give a shit.
Actually,
this comment thread is not going to change the world.
It's all so fucking tiresome. And no, at the end of the day, it's like you've just wasted some of your time, so they've won. Regardless of who won the argument, you've just... Yeah. And, you know, I've been guilty of this too. Hell, I've been guilty of this.
We all have. It's like, it's a fucking... It's addicting, you know, to be angry. Misery rectangle dopamine device.
Yeah. And they know it, and that's exactly why these, like, oh, Easter is trans rights day and all that shit starts to happen. It's addicting to be angry.
Yeah. Like... None of you would know that was even a thing if you just followed Jesus and went to
Christ is King.
But this is now a Jesus podcast.
This Christ is Jesus. In omni patri filii spiritus sancti. Amen.
Fuck. Anything else going on?
Other than that, it's you are about to disappear for a little while on a well-deserved vacation to go fight the IDF.
Inshallah. I'll let you know how many what are their little hats called? Yarmulkes?
I don't know. I've just always called them the little hats.
Yeah, I'm just gonna.
That a phrase for the? Yeah, I think that's also a dog whistle.
If you talk negatively about the Jews now that they're genociding Palestinians, it's no longer a dog whistle. It's actually completely acceptable online. It's so funny how it goes.
It's really funny how these things are that cyclical. Either way,
it's okay to hate on Jews online again.
Like, now the left does it.
Dude, I'm serious. Like, some comment sections, you can't tell if it's a bunch of National Socialists or Liberals. I have no fucking clue. It's so weird. The internet continues to scare and frighten me.
Like, Overton's window is just shifting so dramatically. Like, it just keeps flipping sides on certain things. But
we don't even know.
Yeah.
Fuck. I'll be gone for less than a month while I'm away fighting the IDF.
So you guys, whoever's listening, are stuck with me for a little bit. I'm sorry. And Lucas, if he's not dead, you know, rotting away, sectioned into like 8 different pieces in my basement.
I told you to put him in the fucking freezer.
His power bills are awful.
That's fair. No, that's wise.
Yeah.
Plus, if he's squishier, it's easier to fuck him.
What the fuck?
What's wrong? I mean,
it's disgusting. It's crude.
I'm gonna collect so many little hats. Jesus Christ, what the fuck are we talking about? No, it's gonna, like, honestly, I haven't been out of the country allegedly in like 5 fucking years. Like, since I got to the US, I have not left the US, I don't think. There were a few times in Arizona where public land got a little bit sketchy, and I have no idea if I was in the continental United States or not. But, aside from that, I've been stateside and just kind of traveling the country and, you know, discovering my new homeland. But, no, it's time to once again be an international man of mystery and go and fight for Allah.
In the meantime, if you live in the Pacific Northwest, sooner than later, I will be doing a probably like late spring, early summer meet and greet where we clean up a range and probably have a little barbecue and hang out and, I don't know, like mouth test our favorite guns. Well,
hell yeah.
I will post dates and actually give more than 24 hours notice this time, which, like, again, shout out last year for 24 hours notice. A fucking bunch of you showed up, and I really appreciate that. This year, I'll probably give it a week or two because I'm way too autistic to, like, plan things super early, and I don't want this to be a situation like when Mitch wanted to plan his at the Turkey Tracks, where like all the tentative dates were snowed in or some bullshit like that. Like, I would rather play it off the cuff when we know the weather is good.
Yeah, I was sad to see that fall through, because I was planning on coming up for that too. It would have been, like quite the gathering.
But, well, shit, motherfucker. We're going to be doing one sometime in late spring or early summer. Maybe you can make it out for that.
Shit, now I might be able to, actually.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
But we're also planning on doing another AWS meetup, probably. It's going to be this year, almost certainly.
Yeah.
Because we actually have to go back and record with the AWS gang.
That would actually be really cool. Like the history of that company is fucking cool. And I don't say that just because, you know, we run their gear and all that. It's actually interesting.
Yeah, fucking.
I want to get Pop at AWS on to talk about Vietnam.
Yeah, buddy. we'll have Anessa open the show playing some Hendrix or something.
Yeah, she's like weirdly good. I mean, she's Asian, so.
Got to be good at something.
Yeah. She's half Asian, so she's good at guitar and probably shit at math. I don't know.
Are you shit at math?
Weirdly, as a kid, I was fucking terrible at it. When I became an adult, it just kind of clicked.
Ah, it's a tism.
Yeah.
It's the tism plus Asian. Like, it's inevitable that you had to be good at it.
Yeah, just kind of Rain Manned eventually.
It's just a slight like,
I come
delay.
From a family of doctors and accountants, so you'd figure, like,
it had to crop up eventually.
Yeah, which is ironic because now I'm again, apologies if I've left your like possibly commission request or message or whatever unread. I have been locked out of Instagram. We both have for like going on 3 weeks now. Until now, and now there's a backlog to work through, which I'm just not ready to get through all of them at one time. Hopefully in the next couple of days. You're hearing this one day after it's recorded.
Yeah.
Or not, I don't know.
No, my turnaround is pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
This
one, just remove the racial stuff, and I think we're good.
Yeah, we'll see. No, if this is the first episode you've listened to in a while, listen to some more recent shit. Fucking Rain Man and Company last week with Alex.
Yeah, he's an interesting fucking dude.
That man, absolute lit. Gen Anna scholar, fucking international man of mystery, did not fight the IDF. I need to stop with that. I'm about to travel and I'm gonna get fucking I'm gonna get randomly searched.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope they do the cavity search. I don't know, my friend. We got anything else to hit on?
Honestly, if you haven't tried an A5 rifle length buffer system, you should. It's really good.
That's what I'm running in my 14.5. It's fucking sick.
Me too. It's you're running VLTOR, I think. I'm running BCM. They're great. Yep. Huge upgrade.
Yeah.
Huge upgrade. I don't know why they're not standard. But they should be because they're fucking dope.
Yeah. VLTOR is pretty pricey, but it's fucking nice shit.
Yeah.
Like if you're gonna build a fighting rifle, fucking Radian, VLTOR, like pretty hot. I'm about to be fucking unarmed for a few weeks, which sucks. Unless
have you seen the stabby sharpies? Those things are dope.
No, I have.
Like the Necromaker sells them. Amend 2 has their own, like, I think more mass produced ones. I really like my Necromaker one because, like, God, I bought it fucking years ago. I bought 2, and it's actually in a sharpie body. I absolutely have not brought that onto planes with me multiple times. I would never do that.
The stabby, incredible.
Yes, but it is a very good non-permissible weapon. I have no affiliation with either of those stores, but they're great. They're cool.
We do a really
good job. I put a little bit of tape on mine so I wouldn't confuse it with the rest of my Sharpies.
Like, why am I just stabbing this paper?
Oh, dude, I did multiple times. Actually, like, I'd grab it without thinking about it and be like, oh. Like, there'd be just, like, a tear in the paper. Oh, okay, cool. Great, that's the kind of day this is.
See, I would go the opposite way, where I actually need to fucking pull it and go and just, like, put a black dot on someone very aggressively. Like, the fuck are you doing? Oh, my bad. I thought this would
tickle you.
Now this is just embarrassing for both of us.
Just like, just a bunch of black dots right on like the side of their neck.
Oh fuck.
But yes. I appreciate you hopping on with me and just doing this quick emergency episode. You got any dad advice for us this week?
Everything, I feel like I'm just constantly on a kick of like preaching. Here's one. Don't let your hobbies get away from you because you think you have to be an ultra serious person. Like, it's very important to be a well-prepared individual and have like acquire additional skill sets outside of your money makers that make you a more capable person. But at the same time, like, I made the mistake of making essentially prepping and training my only hobbies for years, and it was kind of detrimental. Like,
yeah,
it was really great to kind of bridge the knowledge gaps I had being Euro trash. But at the same time, like, only having one kind of group of friends that you can't necessarily invite to every get-together because they might be frowned upon. Or just, you know, like, it's great to have those friends, and I love all those people dearly, but it's good to kind of broaden your horizons and kind of bring yourself out of your echo chambers and all that kind of thing. So,
yeah,
you know, dad advice would be diversify your friend groups. You know, make sure you keep at least a few frivolous hobbies that aren't kind of life and death related, you know? Like,
yeah.
I've talked about it before. Paint little plastic dudes. Blood for the blood god, man. Fuck the...
Blood for the skulls for the skull throne.
Yes, fuck the corpse emperor.
The moment anyway. I was the weakness of my flesh, it disgusted me.
How about you, Nathan? Any dad advice for the people?
Shoot a match. Yeah, I know people have been saying that to me for a really long time, and I just did a small one today. But I've got the bug now. I've got the bug. I knew it more.
Oh, yeah.
It's humbling. All sorts of little things that you don't really think about. Like, in all the drills that I do, it's like I'll shoot a target, and then I'll, like, track the target down or some shit like that. And you can't do that. It's very different. You're thinking of min-maxing speed, and it really forces you to think. And I like that. Go shoot a match. I'm going to proceed to fail to go to like 3/4 of the matches that are being held around here, but I'm going to try and make a more active effort, even to like set some up myself, because I really like the idea of like just doing it on my own terms, where I just have a storage facility full of orange weird mesh and target stands and poppers and just like maybe poppers, you know, those little steel ones.
I was like, I'm not sure. I advocate for a lot of silly things on this show. I'm not sure about poppers.
Oh no, it's like that is too much of a young person thing. I mean the targets.
Did I tell you about I was telling I went for a night hike with your North Carolina friends, and it was fucking sick.
Yes. DJ and all of them. They're fantastic. Yes. I love them.
Shout out to the lads. One of them stripped off on the mountainside and in like 30-mile-per-hour winds, so we could take a fucking night vision picture of him.
That's awesome.
That I'm surprised that man's dick didn't fall off.
Yeah.
What was I gonna say? No, I was telling them about this. Years ago, not too many years ago, like shortly before I left Arizona, I did a carbine class with like a semi-informal one with a friend who was kind of planning on getting into instructing, who had a lot of knowledge to share. And so we grabbed a bunch of us together and did like a little informal practice run of his carbine class. And a buddy offered me, which I have no experience with this, offered me kratom, which...
I've been seeing that everywhere, and I remember...
Available at, like, any fucking gas station, which doesn't bode particularly well. It's like gas station dick pills, but it's more like gas station, like, Adderall, but it's all natural or some shit.
Will make you shoot better, though.
It will. Like, I don't encourage anyone to use kratom, because... A, I don't really fucking understand what it is. I don't. I have no fucking clue. I was just being polite. I like to try new things. But I feel like I performed pretty good while shooting on it. It was fucking weird.
I don't like feeling weird. I don't like feeling out of my own head.
No. It wasn't out of my own head. It was just like... hyper, like, concentrated and, like, good to go and kind of with it, but, like...
So it's gas station Adderall.
Yes, it's... But apparently all natural. I don't fucking... to this day, I have not really looked into what the fuck it is. That's the only time I've ever tried it. It was weird.
I'm not a fan of Adderall. I don't know why anyone would ever...
I've never tried Adderall, but,
It's, As an adult, I found out, like, that I do indeed have a little bit of ADD. And it did help in school, but it made me feel like shit, and it made my poop smell really alkaline, so I refuse to medicate unless I really have to. Yeah, way too much information. I don't give a fuck.
No, Adderall scares the fuck out of me. Fortunately, I have never been prescribed it, and no one's even offered it to me, which I don't know what that says about me, because I've certainly known people
can't
who
imagine
pop
anyone
it like
taking
it's candy.
It for fun. Yeah.
People fucking do. People treat it like fucking Coke and all the other things. Oh, it makes me work better. Like, are you sure? Are you sure it's not massively detrimental to who you are as a human being?
Oh, probably.
most pills. Don't fuck with pills, kids. Basically, every fucking pill kind of drug, that, especially street stuff, is cut with fentanyl these days. Do not fuck with that. Like, not even once, gang.
Part of me is like, it's a bioweapon from China. And the other part of me is like, no, it's America just killing off drug addicts. And the truth is probably in the middle.
Yeah. So, that's the other dad advice. Don't fuck with pills, gang. Pills are bullshit.
Not bioweapon. You know what I mean? Like, chemical
warfare. Yeah. Find a shaman. Eat leaves when you feel bad. Anyway. I don't know what the fuck. This episode, the Nathan BR Power Hour.
Maybe be our power hour without Lucas because he's dead.
And possibly refrigerated, possibly not.
Yeah.
Apparently, so in that fucking missing episode, we discussed if Kate Middleton was dead. Apparently she's not, and she just has cancer, but also King Charles has cancer. So, I don't know.
They're like 90.
Yeah, like,
I mean,
I don't know
how fucking old Kate Middleton is. I also didn't know who she was until all the internet stuff.
Until she was dead.
Yeah.
And then they resurrected her with an AI picture.
Yeah.
For the Americans out there, look that shit up. They totally pretended Kate Middleton was fine with an AI picture with her kids because she was not making appearances because of a cancer scare. Allegedly, she's probably dead.
She's dead.
She's dead, yeah. I don't know.
I know, but, that because she's in six pieces in my basement.
I have visually confirmed it.
Tickled.
Thank God I've just been permanently blacklisted from ever going back to the UK.
Yeah, me too, buddy. That's why I'm going to Israel instead. Anyway. On that fucking note, thank you everyone for listening. Stay tuned next week for the SHOT Show 2024 special. It's going to be a fucking blast to share that with you all finally.
Yes, I can't wait. Phil's been
working long and hard on it. Yeah, the time itself was a fucking blast, and we're kind of learning as we go with these video podcasts. Each one's kind of more chaotic and fun than the last. We're kind of getting our process down, but yeah. stay tuned for that. If you didn't listen to last week, check out Gray Man and Company. And if you didn't check out the week before that and you don't know shit about radios, check out 137 with Mojave Repeater, where Nathan gets unretarded. Or whatever you fucking, phrased it. You asked them to unretard you.
Yes. Unretard my brain, please.
Perfect.
That was a fun time. I like those guys.
They're fucking good, dude. Alright, anything else, Nathan?
No, I think that's it for the BR and Nathan Power Hour.
Fuck yeah. Alright, well, until next time, gang.
Okay, bye.
God, I hope I don't die in this room.